Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey Terry, happy weekend to you.
I know it's been a good one. It's a little rainy today, but it's been a good weekend.
Okay.
So I hear that you had a busy trip here recently, business trip.
Did indeed. I made my way to Oxford, Mississippi, to Wild Rose Kennels. Wild Rose is known in the gun dog world for their incredibly well-bred Labrador retrievers. These are British Labs, and Mike and Kathy Stewart own Wild Rose, and they were our host for the weekend. And while we were there for a diabetic alert dog workshop. And what follows is an interview that I did while I was there. I'm sorry you weren't there to help me do the interview, Terry.
Actually, I'm from the heat. I'm glad I wasn't, or what
Oh
you said
yeah,
about the heat.
it was kind of like living in a swamp for a while. Very humid, very hot, but we all survived. At any rate, the interview is with some primary players from that weekend. Again, Mike and Kathy Stewart from Wild Rose, the Thornton family, Rachel the mom, Lydia, one of her daughters, and Abby, another of her daughters, and her service dog, her diabetic alert dog, Mr. Darcy, although Mr. Darcy is not terribly talkative in the interview. And we have the Boyds. They are clients of mine from Columbia, South Carolina, and they are Richard, Stacy, and son Reb. And Reb had, when we did this interview, had his new puppy for 2 days, I believe he says. And that puppy is going to grow up to be Reb's diabetic alert dog and be with him constantly and hopefully make him able to go away to college next year and give his parents peace of mind that this dog will help keep him safe.
Very cool, very cool.
Alrighty, so we're going to let you all listen to this interview. And let's see, I want to give you a couple of websites. If you want to learn more about Mike and Kathy's dogs, if you need a lab for most anything, but especially if you want a gun dog, that would be a hunter, y'all. That would be a dog who retrieves ducks and geese and upland game. Or if you want one of their new adventure dogs, you just have to go to their website and figure out what that is. They are the coolest things. They teach these dogs how to ride in kayaks and run along with you when you go biking and stand next to you while you're fly fishing and not try to get the fish when you catch it. It's pretty darn
It's kind of a
incredible stuff.
bonus.
Yeah, man. And here we're going to start very soon. We're collaborating to start training diabetic alert dogs at Wild Rose. So go to uklabs.com, and also we have a blog we'd love for you to follow. It is diabeticalertdogs.blogspot.com. The links will be on our website. And with that, here's our interview.
Sounds good. Thanks, folks. Give it a listen.
All right, we are at Wild Rose Kennels in Oxford, Mississippi, and we have had an amazing couple of days here for a diabetic alert dog workshop. And the owners of this great place are here with us. That would be Mike and Kathy. And we want them to say hello first. Hey, Mike, could you tell the folks just briefly, like the short version of what Wild Rose is about?
Great to have you here with us and visiting our kennel. We specialize in training what we call the gentleman's gun dog. It's a positive way of training dogs that are versatile gun dogs for upland and waterfowl sportsmen and the adventure dog, dogs that are complements to family sporting lifestyles, canoeing, fishing, hunting, hiking, and they're very, very versatile dogs, but also they're very, very disciplined dogs on the trail. So they're a go-anywhere type of sporting dog.
How long have you been doing the adventure dog thing?
The venture dog's pretty new, only about a year.
Because I had never heard of it, and I think it's a fabulous idea for active families. And your dogs are suited for it.
It is, and we found out in the Rockies last year on the trails, people were worried about their dogs chasing elk. You couldn't take them fishing without it biting a fish hook, diving out of the boat inappropriately, turning the canoes upside down, and said, there's a market for this.
I'll tell you, that's the whole point. You know, you see a market, you fill that slot. Kathy, tell us what your role at Wild Rose is.
I do all the bookwork, the answering the phone, the payroll, all of the mechanics behind the scenes, And I talk to people on the phone all day long, selling dogs, trying to match them to the right litter that will produce what they want, whether it be an adventure dog, a hunting dog, or now a diabetic alert dog.
Exciting stuff, isn't it?
It is.
Very cool. Well, thank you, guys. Now, we also have two families here. We have the Thorntons and the Boyds. And we have all been doing this workshop together this weekend. And first, I want to introduce the fabulous Rachel Thornton. Rachel and her family have done a wonderful job. Well, we'll talk about this first and then something else next. But of raising a puppy for about a month and a half, right, from Wild Rose?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Lily is now 3.5 months old. She's a Fox Red Labrador Retriever. And Rachel, kind of tell us what was going on real briefly.
We came and picked up Lily when she was about 8 weeks old and brought her into our home and just tried to take her some places, do some socializing, and get her used to kids and people and just do some basic obedience and get her to focus on things.
And who was one of your primary trainers?
Well, Lily's partner was Lydia. Lily slept with Lydia, and Lydia cleaned up Lily's poop. And when Lily had a problem, it was all Lydia's job. So Lydia is really the one that had hands-on time with Lily.
Lydia, can you come talk to us for just a moment? Lydia is 12 years old, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you think about working with Lily for a month and a half?
It was great. It was fun, and I don't know.
And what was your favorite thing that you taught her how to do?
She really likes the nose it, and I like watch me because it got her to focus on me. And
guys, this 12-year-old has such a fabulous watch me with this little bitty puppy, better than most adult dogs I've seen. You have done an incredible job, my dear. And as a result, you're going to make Reb's job way, way easier. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, another Thornton who's close by is Abby. Abby, how old are you?
I'm 16.
And Abby, tell us about Mr. Darcy. How old is he?
Mr. Darcy is about almost 16 months old.
And where did he come from? Did he come from Wild Rose?
Indirectly from Wild Rose. His parents are from Wild Rose, okay. And I don't know how it happened, but they had a litter of puppies, and Mr. Darcy is from that litter.
Excellent.
So indirectly from
and
Wild
what
Rose.
Is Mr. Darcy's job?
Mr. Darcy is my diabetic alert dog. He alerts to low and high blood sugars before they're dangerous, lowering my A1C, keeping me healthy long-term and short-term.
So you are a type 1 diabetic, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, type 1.
And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in January 2004.
And has Mr. Darcy changed your life?
Changed my life, yes. That's an understatement. a lot.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me, do you take him everywhere with you?
Absolutely, everywhere.
Does he alert to your diabetic lows and highs everywhere?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Are you so proud of him?
I am so proud of him.
And folks, I want you to know that this young lady has been his primary trainer from go without a professional dog trainer helping her. And I think Mike and I agree that this young lady should be a dog trainer when she grows up.
This young lady will be a dog trainer.
Hey, Mike, where? Thank you, dear. And now we have the Boyd family, and they are Richard, Stacy, and Reb. And we'll first talk to Dad. So, Richard, where do y'all live? And tell us how you came to the decision that y'all needed a diabetic alert dog for your son.
We live in Columbia, South Carolina, and this was really 99% my wife sort of searching out and doing the homework and being able to, thankfully, hook up with Rachel Thornton and her family, and it has been really a watershed moment for us.
Aren't they fabulous? And that's what I think all of us in this room and a lot of other folks want to do with this kind of service dog, yeah, is create this just worldwide group where, yeah, folks are helping folks.
Well, I think we finally have it on track. You've got really people of high integrity. You've got Mike and Kathy with Wild Rose Kennels who have just, we have Lily who, and Reb can tell you about Lily because he loves his new pup, and but it's just such a high quality facility, and the Thorntons bring such integrity to the program that you just felt good from the onset. And we got started with this because Reb tends to go low at night. He does a great job during the daytime. And so we thought, with him heading off to college, which is what most parents worry about, is a low during the night and, you know, not waking up or having a comatose child. That's every diabetic parent's nightmare. So most diabetic parents don't ever sleep, not fully through the night. So this was just a great, and we lost a golden retriever about a year and a half ago that we loved dearly. And Reb has been begging for another dog since then. And so let's get him a working dog. And, you know, God put his hand on it and brought the Thorntons and the Stewarts into our life. So this is kind of how we're here.
It's all good, man. All right, Mom. And this is Stacy Boy. Talk to me.
Ditto on everything Richard said. The Thorntons have just been a blessing to our lives. And then they introduced us to Wild Rose Kennels. And the first time I talked with Kathy over the telephone, I knew it was a blessing from God. And then when we got here and met Mike and picked up Lily from Lydia, who's done a great job training her, we just knew everything's going to be okay. And we've got a great trainer, a great puppy, and we're just ready to go.
Who's your great trainer?
That would be Dee Boghetti.
It's going to be an amazing journey, I think, the next year. We've got about 14 months
to
get this baby operational.
Absolutely. And it's going to be great.
It is going to be great because, well, you got a great kid and you got a great dog. And now we have to talk to the last two down here. We've got Reb and the puppy of the hour. So, Reb,
yes,
you're how old?
17 years old.
And you were diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic how long ago?
7 years ago when I was 10.
Okay. And you indeed are going to be going off to college next fall.
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you get Miss Lily, your puppy?
3 days ago.
What you think?
I love her.
That isn't at all obvious, folks. He's got her at this moment in his arms like a baby, and she's chewing on her leash. She's being a normal baby. So, Reb, what do you think about the fact that you're going to be training this dog yourself?
I'm excited about it.
Are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think she's going to be able to do her job?
Yes, ma'am.
And her. He was just bending over to put the puppy on the floor. What will her job be? Are you clear on that?
To alert high and low blood sugars.
And what does alert mean?
Well, Abby's Mr. Darcy alerts by bringing a Bringzel to her, and that is showing that whether she's gone high or low, and so hopefully Lily will knows it, which Lydia taught her very well. So, well, hopefully that'll be her alert to say I've gone high or my blood sugar's gone low.
And guys, a trained alert is just that. It's one more skill that is trained, and these dogs learn to either tell the diabetic, yo, you're getting low, or hey, you're getting high. Or if they can't rouse the diabetic, then they're trained to go get someone to get help. And I suspect we're going to be training Lily how to dial 911 and various and sundry things. So, well, guys, I thank you for the interview. I think I've talked to everyone I needed to talk to. Am I right?
I need to tell them that we're 9 hours apart, Dee, and how we're going to be doing this training with very high tech here.
Distance training.
You flew down to visit us, but we're going to be doing video over the internet. We're going to be doing some in-face meetings and some pretty cool things that you're going to have some videos sent to you, and that's great. So it's
absolutely,
really,
guys, we are two states apart. The trainer and the trainer and the family is being trained, but we believe that we can make it work, and it can be one of many models as we go forward, so folks can get these dogs properly trained.
I want to mention the Diabetic Alert Dog Net website.
Oh, yeah.
Mention your blog.
Okay, if you guys want to keep up with what we're doing with Diabetic Alert Dogs, go to diabeticalertdog.blogspot.com. You will be able to read things from trainers. You know, we're going to keep this conversation going. We're going to have input from families with dogs who are in training and already through training. It's a great place to go if you have any interest at all in a diabetic alert dog. you're going to get the straight information there because there's a lot of misinformation out in the world. Oh, and Mike's website here at Wild Rose is
uklabs.com.
Anybody else got a website? Anybody else got a blog?
DrRichardBoy.com.
Hey. I knew he was going to do that. Hey, man, he's the best marketeer I've ever met. All right, guys, thank you so much. Signing off for Bark Radio.